Good morning. It is time to get up with an instant classic. The trilogy proves to be everything we dreamt it might be. Mr. Mahomes, masterful taking his act on the road, while for Buffalo's biggest Bill, even more agony. Was this defeat on the quarterback or on the kicker? Plus, then there were four. Why our crew unanimously believes we are headed for a super surprise 6 days from now. It's a Monday, and we are ready to roll. It's time to get up, starting right now. We are presented by
Let's go UConn.
Presented by ESPN Bet. That's really not,
it will do not that. In football.
10:05 this morning, we will get to that. In between then and now, we talk about the trilogy, the third heavyweight title bout between these two stud quarterbacks. Lived up to the hype. In every conceivable way, it's Josh Allen on one side, it's Patrick Mahomes on the other. Late second quarter, Chiefs down 10-6. Not for long, Travis Kelce.
They motion over to the bunch. Huge formation for the Chiefs in this football game. And for some reason, their best offensive player becomes uncovered. Kelce for the touchdown. And a slight celebration by the
Yeah, his brother for the win. Meanwhile, Josh Allen, his second rushing touchdown.
Josh Allen's legs have become huge inside the red zone. Joe Brady dialing up the right call. Josh Allen cashing in.
Lead changes back and forth practically every possession. Here's Kelce again.
I love this. First and goal quarterback, a little ball fake, get the defense to just hesitate for a second. Kelce does the rest.
Just the nipples in the background there. Next Bills drive. Allen, how about this touchdown? How does he do that?
A handful of people on planet Earth are making that throw. Sprinting to his left, third and goal from the 13.
Because he's
and
touched
just
by
right
God.
On the pylon to Shakir.
Back and forth and back and forth. Again, Isaiah Pacheco takes it in.
Really nice job. Counter. They're using the aggression from Buffalo's defense to overflow slightly, and then Pacheco finishes at the goal line.
Then the crazy sequence. RC, fourth and five. The fake punt to Hamlin.
I feel like this was a panic by Sean McDermott. He understood that the defense wasn't playing well. He didn't want to give Patrick Mahomes a chance to go up two scores.
Kansas City could have iced it or close to it down by the goal line. Mecole Hardman, the fumble through the end zone.
As a player, you're always here. Two places you can do this. Two-point conversion, fourth and goal. This is first and goal. Should not be reaching it. You can appreciate the effort. Outstanding by Porter to get his right hand on that ball.
The worst rule in the sport. We'll debate that later. Meanwhile, it's Allen. This is a fourth down play. The ball game on the line. Shakir, they pick it up. Here we go. After the two-minute warning, Dan, the two huge plays starting with second and nine.
Yeah, short motion by Steph Diggs, and you're going to get a shallow cross, but Josh is trying to go win the game.
Oh,
I don't
there.
Mind this decision. I think it's a good decision. It's an outstanding rush by Chris Jones. Look at the left tackle right here versus Dawkins, who's been one of the best left tackles in all of football. Missed opportunity there for Buffalo. And then third down. This is the one that I think is going to haunt Josh in this offense for the remainder of the offseason. Very much so can say get to Kincaid. They don't. And it's a throw away on third and long.
Well, this is the one that's going to haunt them. Wide right are two awful words in Buffalo. And now they had to relive them. That's Tyler Bass from 44 yards away. And it's not even close. Kansas City just needed one first down to ice it, and they got it. And so it is the Chiefs who advance again. Do that dance, Chris Jones. An incredible afternoon in Western New York goes to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
I love Arrowhead, but it's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the win. So it's always great to be in great environments and find a way to get a win.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Losing them, losing anybody at home sucks. You know, there's one happy team at the end of the season, really. And when it's not you, when you're so close, it sucks.
I mean, the emotion's raw, as you can see. After the game is over for Mahomes, it's his first ever true road game in his postseason career. They're off to Baltimore, and the Bills are off to another offseason of questions and agony. Rex, what is the first thing we say coming out of that matchup between those two quarterbacks?
I mean, an all-time classic. Again, like every time these two cats go at it, and we mentioned just them because it really is about the two most talented guys we've ever seen play the position. But I mean, the game lived up to everything we were wanting it to. And unfortunately for the Bills, it's just a few missed opportunities and a couple of deep balls. They just make a play on one of those things. Are we looking at a different game? It's just, but man, oh man, as a fan of this game, I mean, I wish we get to see it again, yeah. You know?
It sucks that someone has to lose in
this
game.
Yeah, y'all didn't do what y'all was supposed to do.
What you, all right, you want
yeah,
to
yeah, right, like right, that, right. That ain't, right, oh, I haven't anything
to do with it.
This game was what it was supposed to be. This game was about the two most talented quarterbacks in the entire world going back and forth. And we've seen it before. We saw it in the divisional playoff round a few years ago, which was why we named this the new Brady Manning competition, right? The new Brady Manning saga. But when we look at this game, once again, Patrick Mahomes beats Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And we sit on this show and we consistently say how great Josh Allen is, and I agree. But we start to grade Josh Allen on a curve. When we were on the call this morning, it felt like I was listening to LeBron fans before he took his talents to South Beach. It was Josh did this and Josh did that. We were on the phone for 20 minutes and Greeny didn't even know I was on the phone because y'all waxed poetically about how great the loser of this game was.
He is great.
Rightfully so.
He is great. He
was
great.
RC, this is the second time we've watched this guy go head-to-head against Patrick. And he's been inarguably, at worst, the second best player on the field, if not the best player in the field, and lost both times. Both times because he was let down. He was let down a couple years ago by the defense with 13 seconds, and he was let down yesterday by three massive drops in that football game. That the difference in this game in many ways comes down to one quarterback, Patrick, had his guys make plays, and one quarterback didn't. That's a perfect throw to Sherfield down the left sideline. That ends up in a drop. Kansas City defender does
so,
not
so, touch so, that. So Watson wasn't there to make that a hard catch.
That's a perfect throw to that, Sherfield on third and 15 something.
I ain't never seen a perfect throw where you had to lay out laterally to catch it.
This is a perfect throw to Stephon
Diggs. That's a perfect throw.
Perfect throw.
So that's a perfect throw.
The one to Sherfield, the play, that's a perfect. That's 65 yards in air.
Hey, that's a perfect throw.
But we don't make one of those.
But so here's my question.
Yeah.
Right? Because we want to come here and we want to defend Josh Allen. You don't have to defend him.
Yeah.
You could say straight up, Josh Allen is an absolute dude.
Right.
Josh Allen has shown up for this team when he's needed to, except for when he's needed to most. Josh Allen took the checkdowns the entire game.
Yeah.
I get it. To you, it's the right throw, and it can be the right throw. But if it's the right throw, you have to make it. And yes, Bass misses the field goal, but if we take the crosser and we get a catch and run and we get a little further, we now give ourselves more downs so Patrick Mahomes doesn't get the ball.
Yeah.
And if we do kick it, it's not kicking it from where it is in the elements. Here's the truth.
Okay.
The last 2 years, right, the Buffalo Bills have done what they've had to do to have the divisional game in their stadium.
Yep.
Joe Burrow came there, he walked into your trap, and he took over your trap. Patrick Mahomes came in there, he walked in your trap, and he took over your trap. At some point, Josh Allen is going to have to beat the other great quarterbacks in the AFC. Everybody else, the other quarterbacks, we're 5-0. 0-3 against Patrick, 0-1 against Joe, and the one against Joe is at our crib. At some point, y'all got to say he's coming up short. We don't say Tom Brady is the greatest of all time because he's the most talented.
But in part
it's because he's the best when he needs to be the best.
But in part Josh, because Adam Vinatieri made some huge kicks when they mattered the most. RC, there's no way that we watched that game and yesterday, just to put it into context, listen, I'll give you the 3rd-and-9 throw. I'll give you that Josh needed to make one more throw or one more decision. He's going up against a top three defense without, I don't think Steph has played like a number one receiver right now in football.
Okay, I get
Gabe Davis not in it. So he's out without at least his number two, Steph not playing to that elite level ball. Kansas City's top three defense, 27 first downs. That's the most anybody's had against Kansas City this year. No sacks. No one's done that against Kansas City this year. They scored on 50% of their possessions. They ran for 182 yards, and they had three drives of 75 yards or more than touchdowns that no one did against Kansas City.
I understand that. And that all started with James Cook.
But as a huge part of it, that we're not, but you, I'm not going to let you.
Josh Allen ain't rushed for 182.
But I'm not going to let you sit here.
Two touchdowns.
I'm not blaming
Mahomes and not say Pacheco.
I'm not blaming the loss on Josh Allen. I don't believe that Josh Allen is the reason this team lost. I don't believe that. Right. You know what the greats are? The reason the team wins.
So you
and for Josh Allen, I don't care. It does not matter that he played well. What matters is that he's at his house. That's what matters. For whatever year it is, Josh Allen is at his house. And we could talk about Adam Vinatieri. You could say that kickers make kicks. Defenses show up. That's not why we give people these gold jackets and put them in different places in the Hall of Fame. It's not why when it's time to present Tom Brady, his presenter is going to say, hey, guys, I present to you Tom Brady. I rest my freaking case. Josh Allen is an immense talent, and Josh Allen will probably win a Super Bowl one day. But we have to say that he's coming up short as far as it pertains to greatness,
RC.
Let's see. I got to say this. First off, and I love the passion right here, and I get it. Because, you win at that position. We grade the quarterback if they win. He's done every dang thing but win those things. But the last four losses, they averaged giving up 34 points a game, and that's Josh Allen's fault? Like, Josh, this is a crazy, like, here's a little number here. Second best TD to interception ratio in the playoffs, in playoff history.
Yeah.
Except for Patrick Mahomes, right? 21-4. 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. By the way, he also gets 56 yards a game rushing.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, the kid does everything but play damn defense.
Right.
And that to me is like, that's where I look at, like, guys.
You know what?
You wouldn't kill James for this damn guy.
James Harden has hellified stats, too.
RC, yeah,
dog. But
James Harden has a lot of great stats as well.
RC, this is Ali Frazier. And one day, Frazier's going to land the left hook, RC, and he's going to beat one of these damn guys.
He's been knocked out, Josh Allen and the Bills, because we can't say that he's coming up short. The Bills, absolutely. They have lost to Kansas City 3 times. They've been knocked out by Kansas City 3 times. In those 3 games, he alone is 306 yards of offense, 22-1. There is one quarterback in the history of the NFL that has had a season, including the playoffs, to account for 50 touchdowns and not get to the conference title game. Josh Allen's done it twice. Twice. There's no way that we could walk away from yesterday's game,
hey man,
and sit there and say, Allen came up short.
I
will give you the 3rd-and-9. I'll give you that, and I'll agree with you with that. But he was let down.
He's not perfect.
What did you always tell me? You know what? When the defense came back on the field, they were winning. Josh Allen left the field, and they were not this time. This time, he had the ball in his hand. He had the opportunity.
I'm going to give you that.
Let's look at the two plays.
Yeah,
let's look at the 2nd-and-9. Dan, this one here. Is that on Allen or
no? No. Josh is trying to go win the football game. If he throws that shallow cross to Steph, maybe he gets 4 or 5 yards. Dawkins is getting pushed by Chris Jones. It's a great battle. That's why that throw misses. This is the 3rd down. Now he resets to the middle field. We're going to break this down in detail. He resets, ends up throwing away. I'll give you that you'd love to sit there and say, get to Kincaid in the slot, not to
that's
the outside
difficult
guy.
That's tough.
Get to Kincaid in the slot. Now maybe it becomes 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2.
Here's the take.
So here's the plays. Now watch as Steph goes in motion. You're going to see there's a post by Shakir in the slot. Now, the linebacker saying push it. He's trying to find that ball. If he doesn't get pushed back, there's enough air to get that ball to Shakir. Again, if he throws it to Steph, I don't think it's a 1st down at all. Now watch Kincaid, because he's going to peek to the bottom of the screen. He's got a go route. It's not there. Look at the slot. He's maybe trying to move for Steph on the post. If he gets right now to reset to Kincaid, I think it becomes a bang-bang play with him and that middle linebacker Bolton of does he get the 1st down or not? And then I think it becomes decision-making time for McDermott. Do we go for it or not? I think they would have. That's the play where I'll sit there and I say he was unbelievable. I think he was the best player on the field last night. I need one more decision. I got to do my job, honestly. One more decision, I'll give you that.
See, the one I think the
2nd
Chris
down?
Jones hits you
Dawkins,
know, runs
Dawkins,
into a
Dawkins, right.
You wish that Josh, because I've seen him do it a million times. feel the pressure a little bit, by just a little bit more. Tom Brady used to do it all the time, and then pow, it's a touchdown. Like, I would have loved to have seen him do that. I think that's the one he's going to regret more than any of them. Yeah. And then, and not alibiing for the guy, but I wish they would have sat back and said, you know what, hey, possible four down. I think if the coach reiterates, hey,
explain
possible
that.
Four down. What I mean by it, it's a third down on the play that you showed the scramble.
Sure.
He's clearly looking for touchdown there.
Right.
All right. However, if you say possible third down, now I'm more likely to take that underneath and now face a fourth down. Because why? RC, we know we don't want to give Patrick Mahomes the ball with a minute 40 left.
Right.
No way. No how. So to me, I'm thinking, I'm not looking field goal here. And neither was Josh, clearly. Josh was thinking touchdown. But in that situation, look, the worst thing that happened is we can take some money right there and then set up a fourth down.
The fine line is the play in the red zone when he scrambles to his left and has that unbelievable throw and catch to Shakir. You could sit there and say, well, why don't you throw a check down? This and that. That's the world you live in with those guys. Like, he is Patrick, Lamar, Josh. That's the world you live in where you sit there and say, rare, super talent, unbelievable
that's
throw.
Crazy.
And it's hard to sit there and go, well, you should have taken
that. That's stupid.
You know, because if he makes another play, you sit there and go, oh, my gosh.
That play is not even human. Here's the thing, RC.
I play with a guy like that. Like,
right.
And Ben wasn't as talented as Josh, but Ben's a Hall of Famer. And we would sit on the sideline, and there were some times Ben would get outside the pocket or he'd do something, and we'd say, well, you got to live with it. Because we've seen him so many other times win us games in that manner. The thing was, and yes, we were great defensively. The thing was, Ben won games, right? We're playing against the Baltimore Ravens. Yes.
May I? You had the best defense in the whole freaking league when Ben's winning all those games, RC.
That's right.
They wouldn't have stopped Kansas City yesterday if you would put you on
he
the
like
field.
He, like, squashes
Troy
your point.
And James Harrison. And all. Look, guys, something has to be said here, okay? I was doing talk shows after all those Brady Super Bowls. Do you know how many Super Bowls Brady could have won? He could have won 9. If Wes Welker catches one ball, my husband can't throw it and catch it at the same time. If David Tyree doesn't have one stick to his freaking helmet, and if his defense makes one stop against the Eagles, Brady threw for 500 yards, his team didn't punt, and they lost. And we didn't come in here the next day and say Tom Brady didn't get it done. Josh Allen was brilliant yesterday. His kicker missed a kick. His coach ran a fake punt for no reason I can ever think of. His best receiver dropped the ball that absolutely should have caught.
Throw.
And his defense will never, if they were still out there now, they wouldn't have stopped them. Kansas City would have scored 100 points in
guys,
that game if
guys,
they had
guess
to.
What? Guess what? It was the same thing for the Bills for the first three quarters. The Bills were going up and down the football field for the first three quarters, as were the Kansas City Chiefs. And when the Kansas City Chiefs finally get a stop, was Patrick Mahomes on the sideline upset because Mecole Hardman does something that's a cardinal sin within the red zone, which is try to reach across the goal line when you have another snap? No, you had to go back out and play football.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I'm not saying, and I know Bills Mafia is going to be so upset, I'm not saying that Josh Allen is not a very talented quarterback. I'm not saying that if you told me you get to go play with Josh Allen, I wouldn't strap my helmet up every day and say, we got a Mickey Ficky chance to beat anybody, because you do. But when we're going to sit on here and just continue to just say, Josh Allen is this, Josh Allen is that, Josh Allen is one of the greatest, at some point, you have to be great enough that when those things go wrong, you find a way to win. And he had the football in his hand with a chance to win. And as great as he'd been the whole day, when we said, no, we're not going to be able to turn around and hand it to four, he didn't make the plays. He can't kick it. I agree with that. But I feel like at some point we have to start asking Josh Allen when in those moments against those people, and when he does, we get to say all the things we want to. That ain't happened yet.
But the downside of this is 2 years ago, he did outside of 13 seconds. Yesterday,
what was the score of that game?
When you walk off the field throwing a game-winning touchdown with 13 seconds left. 13 seconds left. That game is over.
And last year.
Okay, so question.
Joe Burrow walked in, and there was a line of scrimmage.
So I have a question, right? let's say that game, because Kansas City ain't stopped Josh Neal either. Gabe Davis, 200-plus yards.
Right.
Were we going to come in here the next day and be like, poor Patrick, you scored 33 points. You had all of these yards. No. Your defense, no, you wouldn't have.
No.
You wouldn't have said that. But for Josh, we do.
But we wouldn't have said, we would not have taken anything away from the greatness of his performance.
Right.
And that's what I'm concerned about. Obviously, Allen's team didn't win the game. Obviously, he didn't win the game.
Great performance, Josh.
But there were so many reasons they lost.
Hey, Josh.
None of them are him.
He said the same thing about Elway, about Peyton Manning. Eventually,
Josh,
he's going to land the hook.
I'm going to have to bring the jersey over here.
Smoke your stats at your house and your hookah, Josh.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. As we continue, this debate, we haven't gotten to anything else yet. Rex is going to give you the one solution. You want to get Josh Allen over the hump? Rex is going to give you the one way they can do it this offseason. And candidly, he's right. Plus, are we in for a super surprise? Our crew is very high on a significant upset 6 days from now. You'll hear exactly what it is as we roll on. Josh Allen was great. We'll be right back.
Still at home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Get up today. We are presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN, and no one had a better day yesterday than Jason Kelce, who was there to support his brother.
I love the fact that they're just brothers. It doesn't matter that they're both going to be Hall of Famers. Jason Kelce is enjoying retirement the way that retirement should be enjoyed. And you know you have to be a super duper star if you're cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs, yet the Bills Mafia welcomes you in. Also, too, who's going to mess with the dude with no shirt on, a hairy back, and a beanie?
Yeah, you're going to get your butt kicked. You want to, hey, I'm a Bills fan. Never mind.
He jumped in and out of that box way too easily.
Yeah.
Athletically.
Oh, he's stupid athletic.
Unbelievable day. The drama everywhere. That was part of the story, of course, as we continue. How does Josh Allen finally take that next step to the Super Bowl? Rex Ryan has an idea you have to hear next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Bottom of the hour, back on Get Up. We are presented by ESPN Bet. Time for your wake-up call. If you're in Western New York, avert your eyes and ears.
The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up and no good. Wide right. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed a field goal. Wide right. Jubilation for the Chiefs sideline.
I've been saying for years, just very quickly as an aside on that, that the courage that you guys have that no one ever talks about is that you run the risk of always being remembered for your worst moment. And that's just the reality of it. And Tyler Bass, that's your job. You said it to me a million times. The kicker has one job. I don't want to sit here and bury the kicker. I'm sure no one feels worse than he does. But the reality is you got one job. He has to make that kick.
Yeah, absolutely. And they showed a stat, like, in a similar situation, he was 9 for 9. Well, you know what? We don't remember those 9.
No.
We remember this one. And this is not even close.
No,
and
terrible.
It's, oh my God. Number one, it was so disheartening that it came down to this kick. That's where we wanted Josh Allen to knock those first downs out and all that type of stuff. But here, you know, yeah, you're going to be remembered for this.
I also think people don't understand that those are just humans, right? And Tyler Bass is in one of those moments that does raise your blood pressure, that does speed up your heartbeat. And it's like anything else. If you're a writer and you're trying to make a deadline, if we're doing this show and you have a down barrel you really want to land, like, that intensity affects us all. And the reason that people are considered great is their ability to rise to the occasion in that moment.
Yeah.
And for Tyler Bass, the moment was too big. Yeah, you were 9 for 9 in that situation in the regular season. That wasn't facing Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That wasn't to go to the AFC Championship. And I believe that's what separates the good from the best.
Let's talk about the best. We'll get back to Allen, but we're not able to get a moment to say the first thing that needs to be said today. Patrick Mahomes is the best player I've ever seen. I've never seen a player better than Patrick Mahomes. We can debate all we want about Josh Allen. At maximum, we're fighting over whether or not he's the second best player, because Patrick Mahomes is the best.
Patrick Mahomes is special. And to go and do on the road what he did, I think the big overall take for Kansas City, Patrick, in their offense, number one, it was clean, the game.
Yeah.
They talked about all your 2 penalties, 1 drop. Number two, I thought it was Matt Nagy and Andy Reid's best game when it comes to the way that their offense planned and then executed, the way that they used the tight ends and the formations and the shifts out of them to run at Taron Johnson, the nickel for Buffalo. We've talked about that many times. Was fantastic. They get into 13 personnel, 1 back, 3 tight ends, okay? They set that bunch initially. Then they shift out of that bunch. Now, when they get to that bunch, number 7, Taron Johnson, he's a great player, but he's 200 pounds. So they get him to line up at that bunch, and then they run at him. Why? Because they pin the outside, and then we got big people blocking little people. I got tight end on a corner, and I got a right tackle on a 200-pound nickelback. Multiple times they got into that very specific group and formation. There it is again. Now we get ball left hash. We motion. We got 4 strong, right? Now Johnson lined up at the bottom of the screen towards the passing strength. Now again, I got big people on little people. This is Creed Humphrey, an all-pro center, blocking the nickelback. A huge run for CEH for Kansas City's offense. This is exactly what Matt Nagy and Andy Reid tried to do. There's that bunch formation again. They shift out of it. 3 tight ends. Everybody at home should know what we're going to get right now. Johnson at the bottom of the screen. Pin, There's that block. Pull. What do we got? Big people blocking little people for huge runs. That's really the story of the game. We said it in the beginning of the show. If either quarterback won this football game, we were going to praise the quarterback because it matters, but then also the way that they were able to run the football. Not only, hey, they ran the ball, the way that they did it. I thought it was really good by Matt Nagy and Andy Reid getting those tight ends, setting the formation to get Taron Johnson to line up at a certain spot, right? You guys know this. Shift out of it, leave him there, and then multiple times run that way.
I mean, let's be real. This is about organizational perseverance.
Sure.
Right? This is about this entire team finding a way to be great when you hadn't been great the entire year.
Yeah.
This is the year to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. This was the year to beat them. You have two tackles that can't play. They get penalties. They can't block, right? But they show up in this moment.
Yep.
You have a Patrick Mahomes who hasn't had guys that he could trust the entire season to throw the ball to. Rashee Rice and his emergence and playing through injury last night. Travis Kelce looking like Travis Kelce, right? And a defense with a guy like Chris Jones who's able to put pressure on the quarterback in the perfect moment. A Marquez Valdes-Scantling who hadn't caught footballs the entire season,
that play,
catching two huge passes. And let's be real, 15.
Yeah. Cool.
If you've watched the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, you realize when they walked into arenas, they were like, yeah, everything might be even, but that dude.
They got him.
Patrick Mahomes has that same sort of effect on this team. And in those moments, he slows down his heartbeat, and he seems to be better than he ever is. And I think Andy Reid and Matt Nagy played into that by stepping up their game to meet where he was, and the rest of the team followed.
Yeah, and I mean, it took that kind of Herculean effort by the other staff. Because quite honestly, I thought Buffalo's game plan offensively.
Tremendous.
So good.
Oh my God.
Joe did his thing.
Brady was great.
What did he do so well?
The run game.
Yeah.
The run game was absolutely spectacular. And to me, like, it was, we had a great coach game by both sides.
Yep.
We had the two greatest talents we've ever seen at the position play up to it.
Yep.
Like, it was just a spectacular game, man.
Dan, I don't know if you're ever going to do it because they lost the game. That fourth down call where Shakir went into the backfield.
The
motion
God,
from outside in. Now I know you're in man-to-man coverage, but I don't want to go to him with the football. Mm-hmm. Now we put Shakir in motion, and what I've seen on film is every time you motion across the field into the backfield, you go out or you exit out of the opposite side to fake it that way and come back. I thought that Joe Brady was extremely prepared for this game and should be the offensive coordinator going forward. This was truly what playoff football is supposed to be.
It
best on best.
And Mahomes, I mean, we'll just say it quickly on him, and then we'll move to other things. Mahomes has two MVPs. He's got two championships, and he's two wins away from another, and he's 28 years old.
Yes.
And, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing that you have to remember about him. He's 28 years old. He's not halfway through his career yet. He's in six consecutive AFC championship games. He's made it at least this far every season that he's been a starter. So he's putting together a resume that is literally unlike any we've ever seen in the history of the sport. Now, that said, let's not make ourselves crazy here today. But what is the first thing you said to me when I sat down in the meeting this morning? I walked in dejected. I wanted it for the Bills fans. I wanted it for Allen. I wanted all that stuff for him.
We all did.
And so I sat down. I was looking a little dejected. What's the first thing you said to me?
I said to Greeny, I go, watch this be where Belichick ends up. And meaning that,
what?
And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm
Buffalo?
Saying.
Buffalo?
I've heard it.
I'm just saying it. And because
it's not the first time I've heard it.
No.
It's not the first time I've heard it.
I'm saying this. If you think, like ownership, all right, they fired me, I was 500, they fired me because they didn't think we can go any further. Well, I'm saying if ownership sits back and goes, you know what, this guy's done a great job as a coach, but is he the right guy to get us to the next level?
Whoa.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well,
and I know it's and believe me, I'm not just being reckless when I'm saying it. I go, if you're going to move on from him, make no mistake, it's for one guy. For Bill Belichick.
Is it that Sean McDermott can't do it, or the fact that you could get Bill Belichick that makes
sense? No, but I think having Bill Belichick as a free agent may open the eyes up for ownership. Look, Sean McDermott's a damn good football coach. I'm not saying he's not.
Sean McDermott is infinitely less accomplished in the big picture than Mike McCarthy is. He has a better quarterback than Mike McCarthy has. We have obliterated and fired Mike McCarthy on the show every time they underachieve in the playoffs. And we just went through all this litany of how many times they have lost and fallen short. Yeah. I'm not in any way suggesting Sean McDermott deserves to be fired. I am saying, however, that every team in the league, we had Adam Schefter on here the day that Belichick left New England. Every team needs to assess, do we get better if that guy becomes our coach?
This is what I know about Buffalo. Sean McDermott coached his absolute freaking butt off this year.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That team was decimated by injuries.
Right.
Everyone left them for dead. They went and basically pushed the second best team in the AFC to the brink.
They are the second best team in the AFC.
Okay, but Kansas City beat him, so we can't say that. Would Belichick take it? I mean, would he actually go from New England to Buffalo?
Does Belichick
have
like
Josh
a guy
Allen? Yes.
Isn't like a guy that cares about friends?
Yeah.
Like, Belichick ain't never struck me as, you know what? I don't want to have to beat the Patriots. Belichick strikes me as, watch this.
Oh, absolutely.
Watch what I do when I ain't got Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi. If I'm Belichick, I jump at this job. The opportunity to we were speaking
really?
About the fact that he should try to the Los Angeles Chargers coach because of Justin Herbert.
Are you kidding
me? To be able to get Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is the – it would be in by far the most attractive possibility.
I'm aware of that. But, like, he has the greatest run in the history of the NFL in New England.
Yeah.
There has to be some type
Who else knows the AFC
emotional?
East better? Bill Belichick ain't got no damn emotions.
I don't know, bro. Yeah.
Like, the man is emotionless like Drake. He ain't got no emotions.
Wrong one today. I don't know. Emotionally, I feel like there's got to be some type. To do that to Robert Kraft?
Are you kidding me?
For Robert Kraft to do that to him?
Hell yeah!
That's exactly right.
I don't know.
All right, Dan, you know what your problem is? You're much too nice a person. We'll work on that during the break. And then as we continue, we got to get into other. There are things that happened in this game last night that are going to be overlooked because of the way it ended. That should not be. This game almost turned on the worst rule in sports. We're into that next. Welcome back to Get Up, presented by ESPN Bet. And as we take a look at some of the numbers, the disappointment, the Buffalo Bills have won 58 regular season games over the last 5 years and not advanced to the Super Bowl in any of them. As you see, that is equal to the Drew Brees and Sean Payton Saints in one stretch there. The most games won by a team in a five-year span not advancing to the Super Bowl. We've had a lot to say about this game, and it will continue. We'll get back into the coaching piece of this. We'll get back into the Josh Allen piece of this. But there's a moment in this game that, because of the way it ends, winds up not factoring into the result. But I will simply say that if the Bills had won this game at the end, if they got a first down and they wound up winning, then we would have spent 2 hours this morning talking about this rule. And I've been saying this for years. I don't understand it. It is the most penal penalty in the entire world. You fumble the ball out of bounds anywhere else on the field, the offense retains it. You fumble it out of bounds in the end zone, inexplicably, it becomes a touchback and goes the other way for the other team. It could easily have cost the Kansas City Chiefs their season. The last time these two teams played each other, they changed a rule in the NFL because the Bills didn't get the ball back. Josh Allen never got a chance to see it. They changed a rule. This rule has to change, RC. I don't understand it. It makes no sense, and it easily could have decided the best playoff game of the year.
Yeah, it punishes the team for covering 99 yards. You know, when you think about the fact that you can get into this position and now the rule totally changes because it's the goal line. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
It's actually the right rule.
No, it's not.
Yes,
how is it
is.
The right rule?
RC is exactly.
Yes,
why?
It is.
It's actually the right rule.
Why?
Because even in football, right, like you're always spotted by where the football is. So if I'm running to the goal line and I don't even get past the 1 yard line, but I stick my little funky arm out,
right,
I get a touchdown. Well, if you get all the way down there and you fumble it and it goes through the end zone, I get the ball. I think it's the right rule. I think it tells the offense, this is the rule. Now you need to protect the football differently. Defensively, it tells me, you think back early on this year, Antoine Winfield Jr. gets the Carolina Panthers, runs and punches the ball out. If I give a certain level of effort in that situation, I can make a play. Offensively, I need to protect it. I believe it's the right rule. I believe the rule should stay. And offensively, we got to do better.
Yeah, and of course, I agree.
You agree with RC?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, you punch the ball out. I mean, you're not in that end zone until you're in there.
No.
And you got to deserve getting in that thing, and you got to protect the ball all the way through it. That's the way it is, man. Well, all you offensive guys. No.
Wait a minute. So this is the pylon, okay? This is ridiculous. The pylon is here.
So mad.
If the ball is fumbled 6 inches in front of it, then the offense retains it, and you just go back to where it was fumbled from. If you fumble it 6 inches behind it, the other team gets the ball on the 20-yard line. It doesn't make – it is disproportionate to the play.
It's the same way on Sundays. People could be walking up to church, cussing each other out. But when they walk through that threshold
– Yes, Father.
Father God, I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right. You know why? Because it's sacred ground, Greeny. The goal line and the end zone is sacred ground. You could cuss for 99 and a half yards, but when you walk through that threshold and you see Mother Mary, you're going to make the sign of the cross and say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners.
Okay, fair enough. All right, yes, which I do every Sunday. Obviously, this is my Sunday. So maybe
right, so I was
you on
your
my side.
Side. I was on your side.
Until
I've had this happen to me in a game. I've been on the sideline for it. We were in a Monday night game at Seattle.
Yeah, KJ Wright.
This is the play. CJ catches the ball. There's like a buck 30 left. That ball's going out of the back of the end zone. KJ, that's also a penalty.
That is penalty.
Shocking that the officiating crew messed it up. But long story short, I was on your side. I was on your side. They sold me. They switched me in the last minute.
Why?
Get on. Because I think their points of it being the end zone matters. It's not the 10-yard line. It's not a first down. It's points. And second of all, we treat the end zone differently when it comes to, like, crossing the goal line. All the ball has to do is cross the plane for a fraction of it. It just has to touch it for it to be a touchdown.
Right.
That's not the case. If I go first down, run backwards, and then at the 10-yard line, it's short.
Think about this, Greeny. Think about this. You catch a football, right? You get both feet down the end zone. I punch it out right now. Play's over.
Right.
Yep. Right? Because you already scored.
Right.
Right? This is the same thing. In the middle of the field, that's a different play. Right, if you catch the ball, you come down, I punch it out, that's a fumble.
Correct.
And so that's the end zone is treated differently.
What's the answer?
There is no answer.
Right. Like, what would be your answer to change it?
Just put it right back to where it was?
You're treating it like any other fumble.
Do something technically
reckless
or reckless
and
be not necessarily negatively consequenced for it?
But it's only
because nobody gets it, Greeny. Like, nobody gets an opportunity to get the football.
So the defense makes a great play. The offense makes a reckless play. And the defense doesn't get rewarded and the offense doesn't get any consequence.
No. If I'm reaching the ball out on the 41-yard line to try and get a first down on the sideline, I understand that. But so now we're just making a distinction here between
That's what you're doing.
No.
Absolutely.
Let me ask a serious question.
Yeah.
If Josh Allen takes the check down.
Yes.
And they wind up bleeding the clock all the way down to
nothing.
We're going
to praise
Jordan Poyer. And score a touchdown and win. You're telling me that we would not be spending 2 hours today debating whether that rule should be in place or not.
I would be praising Jordan Poyer.
Yeah. For punching the ball out.
Absolutely. And I would be like, Mecole Hardman can't do that.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. Look, if there's one thing that I think is clear here is that I'm right and you guys are wrong. This is absolutely, steadfastly a ridiculous call. Okay, let me get to the other game yesterday. Let's give credit to the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Rex loves them. Danny loves them. The city of Detroit loves them. Eminem loves them. And they were ready to go yesterday. Look at Ford Field, ladies and gentlemen. Were they ready for this? Jahmyr Gibbs is fast.
Oh, my gosh. The way that he – I mean, that safety – tracking him down is Winfield Jr. He's an all-pro.
Yes.
The way that he gets up on him and then runs away from him, the young man is special.
You can't take a guy like that in the first round.
That untied a tie game.
That's a dime.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That is a dime. Jared Goff has been playing out of his mind in the playoffs.
St. Brown had 8 catches yesterday and that touchdown. Now here's Baker Mayfield. He was really good yesterday. So was Mike Evans. 8 catches for him. It all comes down to this. Bucks get it back. 1:40 to go. Down 8 points. Here's Mayfield's chance to be the hero, but it's not there.
It's a forced throw by Baker. It's aggressive, but it's also a great play by Barnes. Pressure from the opposite way. He drops from the defensive end and sinks underneath the seam. Fantastic.
The Lions and Dan Campbell on their way to the championship game.
You're built for this. You're built for this, man. And look what you guys did. You went out there and the what? It's another hot team that we knocked off. It's the next hot team that you knock off. Do you know how hard it is to win in this league in the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what you're doing right now? What we're capable of? That's two. All right? That's two. We got two to go. With a bye in the middle.
What a remarkable day it was. What a remarkable accomplishment. We'll have much more to say about him and them as we continue. A reminder, ESPN Bet is the official sportsbook of ESPN, the only place to find exclusive offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. My boost on Saturday, by the way, with the Ravens hit. New users get $100. It did. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sportsbook bet. Download today. What a play. We'll have much more to say on the Lions. We'll have, but I'm holding the ball appropriately.
Talk about that.
I'm not going to fumble through the end zone on that. Buffalo. The Buffalo's biggest bill falls short again. Who's to blame? We'll dish it out next.